I hadn't had this dream in a while. The fact that I knew it was a dream right off the bat told me I wasn't going to like where it led. Of course, knowing what I did now, none of the dreams from my past had been very good for me either. Though they might have told me some important things, stuff that meant something, it didn't mean I had to like them, or their underlying message. This time, I stood at the center of a star with 5 points. Before I knew that everything I dreamed was true, I'd always thought of where I stood as the 4 corners of the seasons, each of the elements, or the 4 cardinal directions. But I had been wrong, even as I'd been right. I hadn't known there was a 5th. But then again, I hadn't known much at the time. I still felt like I didn't, not at all. I stood at the crossroads, my hair blowing in the wind, and the screams of 1,000 voices echoing in my mind. I knew they were my own. My screams, mixed with those of my friends, those I loved, and others I didn't know. These were memories. My dreams weren't really dreams. But each time the visions came, I didn't know if they would be my memories or a future that would never come. I didn't know if they were the memories of those who kept sending me these nightmares, or if it was just something to try and scare me into coming back. I didn't want to go back. Or maybe I did. The fact that I was still deciding on when told me I wasn't ready. But I pushed those thoughts out of my head and tried to focus on what the dream was trying to tell me, if it was trying to tell me anything at all. The element that I was most afraid of was in front of me, spirit. And I did not know a single person who possessed it. I didn't know anyone who could wield it like the others. Every time I looked in the face of this element, I could feel the fear crawling up my back, into my shoulders, moving down to my belly to latch on. Because I didn't know what spirit wielders could do other than walk in my dreams. Yet I knew it could be so much more. It had to be. Because if it weren't, then the others wouldn't have tried to kill the spirit wielders for their powers. In the far right upper corner of the star, there was fire. Below that, earth. To the left, air. And above, water. All the elements. All coming at me. And yet, not. The air blew my blonde hair back from my face, and I lifted my chin, letting the heat of fire warm my pale skin. I'd gotten slightly tanner outside of my dreams this past year by being outside, but within my visions, it was as if the sun had been leached from my skin altogether, as if I were just a pale shadow of who I once was. As with the elements, and like with anything, there were different types of people, various wielders who used their powers and magic in ways that were either helpful or hurtful, depending on the individual. There were those who wielded their elements and used them to protect others, or to harm even more. They used them to their advantage and had had hundreds of years to perfect those skills.